News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Afternoon Drive interview is presented by United Way, the Brazos Valley. Give, advocate, volunteer, and live united. Visit them online at facebook.com/UnitedWayBV. I'm with Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department, and today, during our Friday interview, he's going to talk with us about the new recruits that have just graduated and also something called Nextdoor.com. All right, let's get started.
Well, the College Station Police Department, we're pleased to announce that we have some new officers that have successfully completed their academy training out of the Central Texas Police Academy. They completed 18 weeks of some pretty intensive classroom and physical training out there. They were successful in getting that taken care of, and so we're glad to have them on board. They were sworn in last Friday by Judge Ed Spillane, and then there was no rest for them. They started first thing this week in orientation, and then by the first part of January, they're going to be out on the streets in our field training program. Putting to work the things that they've learned in the classroom and in that educational setting. They'll be out there actually going out and doing that work with a field training officer for about the next 3.5 to 4 months after they get started as we complete their training. But we're certainly happy to have them on board.
All right. Now, please tell me a little bit about Nextdoor.com.
Well, what that is, the police department has kind of joined on board. This was actually a community partnership with Nextdoor.com. Really started in advance of the police department. There were local neighborhoods that got together and became involved with this resource, and it has kind of grown. We as a police department recognized that this was a means that the community was already using to communicate amongst each other, and so what we're attempting to do is we're wanting to join along with our citizens and increase our partnership in that manner. Any ways that we can increase our communication, I think it's vital. Our hope is that in addition to the other aspects that the website offers, where they can exchange information and talk about neighborhood activities, that it can be utilized as like a virtual neighborhood watch, where they can exchange information with one another. They can give information to us as well, and then we have the ability to push out information to either the all the participants in the city or to specific neighborhoods if we have something specifically pertaining to that area of town, such as if say we want to have a neighborhood meeting, we can utilize this tool to help us notify persons and hopefully increase participation. And like I said, there's no substitute for getting out there in the front yard and talking to your neighbors, but we recognize that this is an ever-increasing busy time for all of our citizens, and so any way that we can utilize the technology that's available to help us keep in touch with one another, it's always a good thing. They can submit questions or submit information to us. One of the things that we caution people is that we certainly don't want it to become a substitute for 911 or something. If they need a police presence, to still go ahead and call the police department, either through our non-emergency number at 979-764-3600, or if there's an emergency, still, obviously, go ahead and pick up the phone and call if a police presence is needed immediately, and we still will respond, and that's the most effective way to communicate with us in an immediate need.
Okay. And I heard that you guys got a generous contribution recently.
Yes, actually we did. That was a very nice gesture on the part of a local fraternity, Delta Tau Delta, a local Texas A&M fraternity. They got together and they started thinking of ways that they could kind of give back to their community. And so over the Parents Weekend, they held a luncheon with the expressed intent of raising funds And then what they were able to do is they were able to present Chief Capps with a check for $1,550 specifically for the use that we'll be able to purchase two bulletproof vests for our officers, as well as some additional emergency aid supplies for our officers to be out on the street. So it was certainly very much appreciated. Our representatives from Delta Tau Delta, you know, this local group, you know, it's not anything that they had to do. They could have utilized those funds for any means or given it to any you know, local organization. We're pleased that they chose to help invest back in our community and into our police department.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about what made them choose you guys.
I'm not 100% sure on how they came to that, but I got a chance to meet with the gentleman when they presented the check, and very very nice young men, and very community minded and, you know, civic minded, and so it's we're certainly glad that they did.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That's Lieutenant Chuck Flieger for the College Station Police Department telling us about Nextdoor.com, the new recruits, and their recent contribution they got from a fraternity. That's today's Afternoon Drive interview presented by United Way, the Brazos Valley, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.